Will you not step outside, lady? The door creaked again. Will you not come dance with us, pretty lady? The voice had strange harmonics, and an echo that buzzed around the inside of the head for several seconds after the last word had been spoken. The door burst open. Three figures slid into the room. One looked up the bed, and the others poked into the dark corners. Then one of them crossed to the window and looked out. The crumbling walls stretched down to the thatched roof, entirely unoccupied. The figure nodded to two more shapes in the courtyard, its blonde hair glowing in the moonlight. One of them pointed up to where a figure, its long white dress billowing in the breeze, was climbing up the wall of the keep. The elf laughed. This was going to be more enjoyable than it had suspected. Magrat pulled herself over the windowsill and collapsed, panting, on the floor. Then she staggered across to the door, which was missing its key. But there were two heavy wooden bars which she slotted into place. There was a wooden shutter for the window. They'd never let her get away with it again. She'd been expecting an arrow, but no, something as simple as that wouldn't have been enough fun. She glared at the darkness. So, there was this room. She didn't even know which one it was. She found a candlestick in a bundle of matches, and after some scrabbling, got it lit. There were some boxes and cases piled by the bed. So, a guest room. The thoughts trickled through the silence of her brain, one after the other. She wondered if they'd sing to her and if she could stand it again. Maybe if you knew what to expect. There was a gentle tap at the door.
We have your friends downstairs, lady. Come, dance with me.
Magrat stared desperately around the room. It was as featureless as guest bedrooms everywhere. Jug and basin on a stand, the horrible garderobe alcove inadequately concealed behind a curtain, the bed which had a few bags and bundles tossed on it, a battered chair with all the varnish gone, and a small square of carpet made grey with age and ground in dust. The door rattled.
Let me in, sweet lady.
The window was no escape this time. There was the bed to hide under, and that'd work for all of 2 seconds, wouldn't it? Her eye was drawn by some kind of horrible magic back to the room's garderobe, lurking behind its curtain. Magrat lifted the lid. The shaft was definitely wide enough to admit a body. Garderobes were notorious in that respect. Several unpopular kings had met their end, as it were, in the garderobe, at the hands of an assassin with good climbing ability, a spear, and a fundamental approach to politics. Something hit the door hard.
Lady, shall I sing to you?
Magrat reached a decision. It was the hinges that gave way eventually, the rusty bolts finally losing their grip on the stone. The alcove's half-drawn curtain moved in the breeze. The elf smiled, strode up to the curtain, and pulled it aside. The oak lid was up. The elf looked down. Magrat rose up behind it like a white ghost and hit it hard across the back of the neck with the chair, which shattered. The elf tried to turn and keep its balance, but there was still enough chair left in Magrat's hands for her to catch it on the desperate upswing. It toppled backwards, flailed at the lid, and only succeeded in pulling it shut behind it. Magrat heard a thump and a scream of rage as it dropped into the noisome darkness. It'd be too much to hope that the fall would kill it. After all, it had landed something soft. Not just high, said Magrat to herself, but stinking. Hiding under the bed is only good for about 2 seconds, but sometimes 2 seconds is enough. She let go of the chair. She was shaking, but she was still alive, and that felt good. That's the thing about being alive. You're alive to enjoy it. Magrat peered out into the passage. She had to move. She picked up a stricken chair leg for the little comfort that it gave, and ventured out. There was a scream again from the direction of the great hall. Magrat looked the other way towards the long gallery. She ran. There had to be a way out, somewhere, some gate, some window. Some enterprising monarch had glazed the windows some time ago. The moonlight shone through in big silver blocks interspersed with squares of deep shadow. Magrat ran from light to shade, down the endless room. Monarch after monarch flashed past like a speeded-up film. King after king, all whiskers and crowns and beards. Queen after queen, all corsages and stiff bodices, and lappet-faced wow-hawks, and small dogs, and some shape, some trick of moonlight, some expression on a painted face somehow cut through her terror and caught her eye. That was a portrait she'd never seen before.